A portion of the Copper River Highway is expected to be closed for several more years. The Alaska Department of Transportation announced yesterday that one of the highway's 11 bridges will remain closed until it's replaced. KCHU's Tony Gorman has more.
DOT and the U.S. Geological Survey began monitoring Bridge 339 at 36.5 mile on the Copper River Highway back in 2009.
We started to notice that there was extensive scouring, which is essentially erosion, going on around Bridge 339. We started to become, concerned about the structural integrity and what that scour would do.
The scour got worse when the water volume increased. That forced DOT to close access to the bridge last summer. DOT Public Information Officer Meadow Bailey says, after more on-site inspections, DOT decided to close the bridge indefinitely.
We're not positive that the bridge will even last through breakup. It might be that the bridge washes out, and so we don't want people on it.
Bailey says recreational activities have been affected by the closure.
There's also a very nice campground there that has been impacted because people can't access it right now. And there's a lodge back there. There's some float tours and things like that.
A plan to replace the 35-year-old bridge is in the works. The estimated cost of the project is $29 million. Last fall, DOT received $2 million to begin the design phase. Bailey says the phase is expected to last through 2013.
We're working on kind of a preliminary design. We'll do field work this summer and to look at designing a new bridge that will be able to handle the, it'll be a longer, larger bridge that would be able to handle the volume of water.
DOT hopes to get agency permitting by 2014 and begin construction on the replacement bridge as early as 2015. Officials are heading to Cordova next week to further discuss the closure with residents. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.